Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I bring on a guest who's been on the show before, Captain Challenge, also known as Daniel Powell. I found out about Daniel Powell and Captain Challenge through Nico Marcolongo with Operation Rebound through Challenged Athletes, and I'd like to welcome Captain Challenge back to the Mark White Show. Welcome, Captain Challenge.
So great to be back, Mark. I really appreciate you having me on again. And Nico and I have been pretty much lifelong friends. I've known him now for about 35, maybe 40 years, and I knew him when he joined up in the Marine Corps, and when he got back from his service in the Marine Corps, retiring as a major in the Marine Corps, he wasn't really sure what he was going to do, and I'd had a big, long history with the Challenge Athletes Foundation being one of their top fundraisers for 27 years, and about 15 years ago, I said, Nico, I think we should merge the Buddy Bowl, which is an organization that I helped start with some others in 1977, I said, why don't you merge Buddy Bowl and why don't you get a job with the Challenge Athletes Foundation and lead the Operation Rebound program, which is for first responders and military and their families. And we've done a lot of good work together, Nico and I. I think together we've raised, several million dollars. I don't want to give a number because it might be inaccurate, but I know that we've helped over 2,000 veterans and first responders, being both police and fire and their families. I remember one, there was a police officer whose daughter was born without arms. And we, so when you don't have arms, you end up fall on your face and break your nose and break your teeth. And so what we did is we got a physical therapist who specializes in people that don't have arms, so that she was able to learn how, if she tripped, she could roll and not face plant, literally and figuratively face plant. And so it was a very expensive type of training with a specialist, and this police officer didn't make a lot of money. And so we were able to kind of offer a scholarship so his daughter didn't break her nose when she fell. And we've done that. We've gotten a lot of scholarships for people for college that did not, their parents have perished in the war, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, or in training missions. More people die in training missions than they do in war always. And so we have helped get the kids educated because they've now, you know, half orphaned, or sometimes both parents perish, but usually it's just the breadwinner perishes, and so they don't have money for college. So we get that money raised so that they can go to college. And then, of course, all the specialized equipment, the wheelchairs, the prosthetic limbs, the training, the transportation, the entry fees for competition. So it's been something that I've got a big heart for and big desire to help as many people as possible. And we've done that now for, I think, 15 years together, Nico and I, with the Operation Rebound at Challenge Athletes Foundation.
Well, and we've talked about the fundraising aspect. For first-time listeners, those who may not have heard you the first time you were on the Mark White Show, tell us the background of how Captain Challenge came to be.
Okay, Captain, I've been a fundraiser for, I think, 27 years for the Challenge Athletes Foundation. I guess probably one of their, if not their number one fundraiser, the top three. I've raised about $1.25 million, $1,250,000. And I didn't know what I was doing in the beginning. I had no idea. Because you start with something, you go, okay, how do I raise money? I guess I asked my friends. I'd ask you, hey, Mark, you want to give me $25? And you say, oh, okay. But I learned by doing, and then I was raising $4,000 and $5,000 a year. And then I was raising $100,000 a year for five straight years. Well, you don't do that with $25 from a bunch of people. You do that with getting $20,000 and $10,000 and $5,000 donations, which is getting from companies for sponsorship and that type of thing. And Captain Challenge came up because I said, okay, how do I get a point of difference? Everybody's asking for money. Everybody's got a good story about a needy charity and such. And I thought there's always been the superheroes, the Marvel comics and the superheroes. So I'll be a superhero. I'll be Captain Challenge. I'll wear bright blue tights with bright yellow stars, and I'll wear a cape and have a big top hat star glasses, kind of like Elton John glasses, big star glasses. And I'll have bright yellow shoes, and I'll do 5Ks and 10Ks, half marathons and such. And I'll show up to openings of libraries and things like that. And I'll make it fun, because everybody, like we were talking earlier about college sports, they all have my team, USC Trojans, and they're the guy, Tommy Trojan, rides a white horse named Traveler into the stadium. And you've got the Crimson Tide, and there's a song by Steely Dan. And you call Alabama the Crimson Tide, call me Deacon Blues. And I'm not so sure about the elephant. I'm not sure exactly how that works into the play. But every team has Tigers or Huskies or whatever. And so I figured I should be a kind of a mascot, if you will, for Challenge Athletes Foundation. And then I've branched off. It's not just for Challenge Athletes Foundation. It's for any worthy charity. And I came up with a challenge that Captain Challenge has no actual superpowers, but he does encourage people to get to do something they've never done before. And if they really want to step it up, do something that no one's ever done before. And then thirdly, to give of your time, talent, and treasure to help worthwhile causes. And Captain Challenge has been doing that since 2000 and since 2000. So it's 20 years now. And again, it's just another way to raise money. You got to have a point of difference, because everybody's asking for $50 here, $100 there. And as Captain Challenge, I just had a different approach in what I've been doing lately. And what's coming up now, Mark, is I'm going to do something incredibly challenging, because Captain Challenge takes his own advice and does something he's never done before. So Captain Challenge uses the opportunity to raise money for charity and do physical challenges. And I've got something coming up soon. But Captain Challenge has swam the oceans of the world and has biked the continents of the world and run in 16 Ironman triathlons. And by that, I'll physically challenge myself, but I'll ask people to maybe sponsor me. And this upcoming thing, I'm going to ask for, you know, per mile sponsorships. I look forward to sharing it with you in your next segment.
Absolutely. Folks, right now we're talking to Daniel Powell, also known as Captain Challenge, through Challenged Athletes Foundation. We talked about Nico Marcolongo. We've talked about Operation Rebound. Great organization for first responders and those who've been in military service to get back on their feet, to get things going again. And Nico Marcolongo is really a pusher. And I appreciate the fact that Captain Challenge can be on the program with us today and share about this upcoming super big, huge event. And we're going to share about that in the next segment. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
She drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, won't dad to watch him.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm so glad to have this guest on the line with me right now. His name is Daniel Powell. He is also known as Captain Challenge. Always glad to have him on the program. And he has some big news to share. And one of the things that I think about as we look around the world and we look at opportunities to make a difference, what can one guy from Alabama and what can one guy from California do to make a difference? We hear these stories, we see the news, we know what's happening around the country and the world, and as we look, sometimes it can be overwhelming to think there's really not a lot I can do. But one person at a time, one difference at a time, let's hear the big news.
All right, well, I really appreciate your purpose in life and trying to move the needle, I call it, and make a difference. And I I'm so glad that we met, because like you say, one guy from Athens, one guy from San Diego, what can we make a difference? Well, I heard a couple of months ago about a dire situation in Chicago. This is the deadliest block in Chicago, 64th and Martin Luther King. And the idea is to turn that area around with job training, with getting people to choose to stay out of gangs, getting women to get jobs that are not prostitution, and to keep people off drugs, keep people out of prison. And so we're building a community center right there at 64th and Martin Luther King, known as the deadliest block. And to do that, Corey Brooks and I, Corey Brooks is on the roof of this building right now to raise the money. And I'm going to join him on February 2nd through February 12th, which is the middle of winter. And we're going to be sleeping outdoors to raise the money. We've got all sorts of challenges, CEO challenge. Now, Captain Challenge is going to challenge people to raise money for this community center. It's called Project Hood, H-O-O-D. Project Hood is the charity that's building the center. And no government money is involved. It's all private donations. And as we know, sometimes that government, well-intentioned, but sometimes money is not well spent, or people are not following up and following the money. And so this is highly responsive to donor needs. And I'm excited because after I'm 10 days on the roof, I get on a bicycle and I bike Route 66 back to Los Angeles. We're going to have a big finish line party at the end, but I'm going to be going 66 miles a day for 37 straight days right through the winter, and I finish on the first day of spring on the coast. We'll be able to see the sunset. I've got a live band, and we're going to have a big finish line party on March 20th. But between February 12th and March 20th, I will be biking 66 miles a day, no matter what the condition. I've got four bicycles of different types, some with snow tires and some regular mountain bikes, and I've got a triathlon bike. And so I'm going to pick my weapon depending on the weather. I'm going to have a support crew. I've got a driver and a photographer. And we're just going to have a fun time going through Route 60, seeing go from the Midwest to the West. And what you had said earlier, Mark, is just so important, is there are lovely people in this world. There's lovely people in this country, but you'd never know it if you watch the news or listen to the news or read the news or go online and get your news, because it's all the bad news. If it bleeds, it leads. And the reality, that might be, I would say it's less than 2% of what's going on in the world, probably less than 1%. 99% is everything is good. We need to focus on the good, expand the good. And when you do that, things are good. If you just wallow around and just listen to the news all day long, you're going to hear all the worst things that are going on in the world. I wanted to move the needle. In South Chicago. I grew up in San Diego. I'm going to probably lose 50 degrees when I travel from San Diego to Chicago, probably be 70 here in San Diego, and I'll probably be 20 degrees in Chicago. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be tough, but that's the challenge. And Captain Challenge always wants to challenge himself to do something he's never done before, and I don't know that anybody's ever done Route 66 in winter. The fundraiser for Project Hood, you can go to Project Hood online and give. I'm going to try and raise personally at least $100,000. We've already got a couple million dollars in the door, but we need a lot more. And again, people say, well, what can I do? Well, I tell you what, I'll give you several asks. You can start riding with me if you're in the Chicago area. You can start. We'll probably go about noon on February 12th, and we'll go for probably between 33 and 66 miles on that first day. And then I'm going to plot it all out, and I think we might even do some lives of where I am, and people can join me on the bike. You can be part of my team for $66. That's Route 66 for $66. You can get me halfway or all the way, and all the way, and those are my champions. If you want to be a champion of Captain Challenge, it's $2,382. That gets me all the way from Chicago to Santa Monica. And there's there's all sorts of things in between. You can get me halfway there for $1,138. So what I'm asking for is money. I'm asking for support. I'm asking for prayers, and I'm asking for people to come have some fun with us. We've got a DJ that when we land someplace, we're going to do some live comedy. We're going to just have fun. And by the way, you know, a lot of people are ready for some fun. COVID's been a couple of years now, and we're going to be restrictionless. We're going to open up, have some fun. We're going to have some laughs. We're going to have some dances, and Captain Challenge has done a flash mob. If you want to look at that, it's Captain Challenge Flash Mob, December 2016 at Horton Plaza, San Diego. We hope to do one before we leave Chicago. We hope to do one at the finish line, and maybe we'll do one in St. Louis and Oklahoma City and Flagstaff, Arizona along the way. But we'll be doing comedy shows, but anything that we can do to raise money. All the money goes. I've got sponsors for my underlying expenses. So, and 100% of any donation goes to Project Hood to build this community center, to take one of the areas that has the greatest challenge and give them hope.
Absolutely. And for listeners who are interested in helping and following this journey as they get ready, where do they need to follow if you're going to do live feeds and things of that nature?
Yeah, well, number one, you want to follow Captain Challenge on Facebook. Captain Challenge on Facebook. And then also you can follow on CaptainChallenge.org. That's the website. There'll be live feeds on Project Hood, but the best I think would be to like Captain Challenge on Facebook. And I'll be doing mostly the lives on Facebook, and I'll also probably be doing them on Instagram. But I haven't done as much Instagram as I've done on Facebook. And then the website will be having some updates as well. So it's CaptainChallenge.org and Captain Challenge, like Captain Challenge on Facebook. And what we'll do is do live updates at Captain Challenge. And I'm Daniel Powell. You can find me at Daniel Edward Powell on Facebook. And then the comedy shows, our brand new website is comedyshow.biz. Come down and have some laughs. I mean, isn't it time for us to laugh a little bit? Every time I have had a bad time in my life, whether it be divorce or economic setback or battled cancer for a long time, now 14 years cancer free. Every time there's been a setback, I've turned to comedy and written comedy, and that's my way of coping. You know, better than therapy is to write some jokes about it and tell some jokes and get some laughs. And we're doing the soundtrack of COVID to give you an example. You know, it's horrible. I feel so bad for Sting because they've defunded the police. And the police have two songs on the soundtrack of COVID. One is Don't Stand So Close to Me. That's on the soundtrack of COVID. And then they also have Every Breath You Take, I'll Be Watching You. Can't touch this. You can't touch anything now with COVID. You can't touch this. That can't touch the doorknobs or anything else. And so those are some of the soundtrack of COVID. We have about 35 songs that are on the soundtrack of COVID. I know that it's serious and people have died with COVID. But the reality is it's like that 1%, 99%. You would think that COVID is 99% of the activity in the world, and it's really more like 1%. And again, if you want to make a difference, if you want to have some fun, just follow us and show up in St. Louis or Lebanon, Missouri or Oklahoma City or Amarillo, Texas. We're going to charge a nominal fee and ask for donations. We'll probably have some silent auction items for people to come down. But I guarantee this, Mark. If people come to one of our comedy shows, one of our parties along the way, I guarantee, money back guarantee, that you will have a good time. You'll be making a difference in Chicago and showing everybody that good times are ours. And instead of moping and groaning and complaining, and by the way, lately there's been so much depression and people are hurting. And one way to change that around is to help other people. When you help other people, your burden seems lighter. It's biblical. It's throughout all of history. If you help others, you are happier. And I'm just trying to do what I can to motivate other people to help others and to have fun in the process. I'm planning on having a ball. It'll be a fun road trip. and it'll be a challenge on the bike, but we'll land in a city and we'll move the needle.
And getting back to the man on the roof right now, as I go to projecthood.org, I see Corey Brooks reaching 50-day milestone and $2 million on the rooftop. And, of course, you're going to be with him for 10 days. And that gentleman, 100 days on the roof, committed to his community in Chicago to make a difference in a very dangerous area, a place that can be so much better, and we want to try to affect that community in a positive way.
He could go into the suburbs and have a real cushy life. He says, I'm going to stay in the place I can make the most difference. And so he, 10 years ago, he knew that he couldn't do it with having so many bad things happening right across the street from his church. So he told his family and his church people, I'm going to go up on the roof of this motel, and I'm not coming down in the middle of winter until we've got raised enough money to tear it down, to buy it and tear it down. And so he thought it would take about 30 days, and it took 94 days. And then now he's ready to build the community center, and he's committed to 100 days. I'm committing to 10 days with him, and we'll be doing lives from the rooftop. The weather might be in the teens at times. As soon as I'm done with my 10 days, he stays for another 20, I believe. He'll be there through February of his 100 days. And all part of that 100 days, he'll be checking in with me as I go to Springfield, Illinois, and St. Louis, Missouri, Lebanon, Missouri, Galena, Kansas, Joplin, Missouri, all the way down Route 66. And it's a fun song, Get Your Kicks on Route 66. Oklahoma City. Don't forget Winona.
Well, and I just want you to be prepared. You said teens. You may have single digits or negative in Chicago at that point in February, because I know here in North Alabama, we can get to single digits at that point of the year just here in Alabama.
I am prepared for any eventuality, and people say I'm crazy, and I say thank you, because it takes the crazies in the world to move the needle, because the people that watch TV, watch reruns, play video games all day, they're not moving, watching ball games. Not that I don't like college football. I love it, but I don't want to see 74 games. I want to go out and stay fit and help other people. And I tell you, Mark, you know this. Every time you help somebody else, you're really helping yourself more than you're helping the other person. And I'm so fired up to do this and to talk with you about it, it's lifting my spirit.
That's
and
awesome.
So I think I'm going to lift somebody else's spirit, but really I'm lifting my own spirit. So yes, I'm getting back more than I put out.
And I've tried to say that over and over, that if we make a difference in somebody's life right now, it can turn us away from maybe the self-absorption, the things that we feel we have in our life as difficulties. When we help somebody else, it really does change the narrative in our own lives to help other people.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, I tell you what, Captain Challenge, I'm going to be following you on this journey, and I appreciate the fact that you are willing to go up on the roof in this cold weather and then get on that bicycle and ride back from Chicago, Illinois, to California, to sunny California. And I appreciate that, and I hope that people will check out projecthood.org and then also follow you, Captain Challenge, through social media when you start doing those live videos, and then you'll be able to share with the Mark White Show your progress throughout your journey.
Yeah, I look forward. The Mark White Show is making a difference, and I'm glad that people that want to make a difference kind of collude and get together and say, "What? How can we help each other?" And I know, Mark, you're helping so many people, and I'm glad that I'm on your show. And it's interesting, because once you get in a circle of others helping, it's almost just so encouraging. We talked about Nico Marcolongo making a huge difference, you making a huge difference. We're all trying to make a huge difference. And when we get together, we come up with ideas and we say, that'll work. And this thing is crazy. I'm expecting there to be horrible weather and maybe a freezing rain and everything else. But I think one of our great presidents that really encouraged people, he said, we don't do things because they're easy. We do things because they're hard. That was John F. Kennedy. He said, we're going to the moon. And that was in one decade, and people thought he was crazy. But guess what? We went to the moon because he had the vision. And we have this vision to build this community center in the worst part of Chicago and turn that around. And if we can turn around the worst part of Chicago, maybe we can turn around Chicago itself. And if we can turn around Chicago, we can turn around other cities that are hurting and get people gainfully employed and turn them around from a life of drugs and gangs and prison. What couldn't we do if we just start? But that's the key. You got to start. You got to take one foot and put in front of you and say, okay, I've taken one step, but I'm going to take another step. And it might be slow and it might be painful and it might be cold, but I'm going to keep doing it. And I want to make a difference. That's all. And by the way, like I said, when I'm making a difference for somebody else, I'm making a difference for myself.
I tell you, Captain Challenge, I started this segment with a guy from Athens, Alabama, and a guy from San Diego, California, and a man up on a roof in Chicago. And there are people all points in between and around that can be a part of this effort as well. And we connect the dots and we network and we work together. I like the way that works. So it starts with a few and it ends with many. So thank you, Captain Challenge. I'm looking forward to this special challenge as we help those folks in downtown Chicago.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to your viewers maybe pitching in a little money, maybe joining me on a bike, part of the bike ride. I'll have the whole schedule set up, and I look forward to all your viewers coming out for a little bike ride with me and pitching in some money to get this community center built. I really appreciate the time. Thank you, Mark.
Let's see what happens, buddy. Folks, follow Captain Challenge on social media and also go to projecthood.org. Support this effort. 64th and Martin Luther King in Chicago. They call it the O Block. We're trying to make a difference in Chicago, so I hope you'll support this effort. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Daniel Powell, also known as Captain Challenge, and Nico Marcolongo, and Challenged Athletes Foundation, Operation Rebound, and all the many people that you hear on the Mark White Show. We are trying to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. If you are encouraged by this show, I want you to share this with your family, your friends, your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast. I've got a lot of places now where you can subscribe. Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, and there's more to come. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.